News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The Water Action Plan published by the government today is a missed opportunity to tackle water pollution. So says the Sustainable Water Network, and their CEO, Sinead O'Brien, joins us now this morning. Good morning to you, Sinead. Why are you saying this?
Yeah, we think it's a missed opportunity because as it stands, half of our waters, and that's our rivers, our lakes, our coastal and our groundwaters, are unhealthy or at imminent risk. And the plan is only set to restore about 10 to 20% of these, which really isn't good enough, especially given that the Water Framework Directive, the law under which we have to do this, is 20 years old and 2027 is the absolute final deadline. And what makes this even more worrying is that the trend is in the wrong direction. So particularly in certain areas of the country, water pollution has actually gotten worse in the last decade as successive governments have failed to put the necessary pollution protection measures in place. And in fact, the EPA, which wouldn't be known for its dramatic language, has referred to the alarming declines in water quality in our estuaries.
OK. And for people listening in this morning, are the main issues that are making the water unhealthy, I suppose, are they things like nitrates from agriculture and wastewater? Is that the problem?
Yeah, that's two of the four main problems, actually. Yeah. So, and the plan has sort of shied away from bringing the measures that would be needed, the robust measures that would be needed to really tackle those. And so it would be a runoff from agriculture and forestry. And also it's shied away from sort of fast tracking the upgrades to wastewater treatment plants that are urgently needed to stop the worst of the wastewater pollution. And it's sort of allowing more foot dragging from Ishka Éireann on those upgrades as well. But to cover the positives as well, on the positive side, we very much welcome the inclusion of a review of the Arterial Drainage Act, which is a very outdated piece of legislation from 1945. And that sets a legal requirement for the dredging and drainage of rivers all around the country. And in terms of what the main pressures are, this kind of physical works like deepening of rivers, clearance of riverbanks, they've been identified as the second biggest threat to our rivers, second only to agricultural runoff. Then comes forestry and then comes sewage discharges. Right. So in fairness to Ishka Éireann, at least that's trending in the right direction. Like they have cut down on the amount of sewage pollution in the last decade, whereas agriculture pollution in particular is getting worse.
Okay, so nitrates and the runoff from forestry and agriculture are getting worse. Ishka Éireann and the wastewater is getting slightly better. For people listening as well, though, why is this a problem? Why is it a problem that I suppose our waters and our estuaries are not as healthy as they might be? What's the issue there?
Well, I suppose for its own sake, you know, people, I'm sure a lot of your listeners would be concerned about the ecological health of rivers. So we would have historically had some of the most pristine rivers in Europe, and we have lost like more than 80% of those in the last 25 years. And with that, then you're losing biodiversity, you're losing, you know, lovely species. And I'm sure a lot of your listeners would enjoy, you know, going to Wicklow and going to, you know, going for a walk along by nice rivers.
So ecological effects largely. And I suppose then maybe in summary, what are you calling for to happen, Sinead? What needs to change to improve if half of them are in a bad way and we're kind of getting worse? What needs to change?
So we need, this plan relies very much on, you know, kind of generic national level initiatives, such as, you know, the Nitrates Action Programme and Ishka Éireann's Capital Investment Plan. And what we're saying is there needs to be a catchment-based approach to managing impacts, and especially agriculture and forestry impacts. So we need kind of environmental risk assessments, particular for all intensive farms to be implemented, including derogation farms. And we're saying that should be done through a permitting or licensing system, similar to pigs and poultry. And intensification should only be permitted if it can be demonstrated that it won't impact on water quality. And we'd be saying that the government should be implementing measures to support, in particular, dairy farmers to transition away from intensive dairy model in areas of the country where the catchment is very vulnerable, where, you know, it just can't.
So where there are lots of runoffs into rivers. Look, thank you very much for highlighting all of that with us this morning. That is Sinead O'Brien, their CEO of the Sustainable Water Network.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.